Folks, I've been given the responsibility of introducing you all to a concept, a festival concept. This was taught to us by our...
Isn't that called a foncept?
It might be.
A foncept?
I wouldn't remember at this time of the morning, but this was taught to us by our good Uncle Vic. And you guys, I'm sure, have all seen Uncle Vic here at the festival. He plays in a great band, and this is a concept of his, I do believe. This is about the state of mind, the town of Anahuac. Now, all of you are awake, I assume, in some degree. Except for David over there. But a lot of people here are sleeping. And we don't like that idea very much. Where is Anahuac? Anahuac is everywhere. Anahuac is outside here, I think. This is the county of Anahuac. So, here's how the story goes. Jeff? There are certain lyrics that you sing to a song when people are sleeping and you happen upon them. And these lyrics are designed for the express purpose of waking their asses up, getting them out of bed, and having them be very, very annoyed that not only have you woken them up, but you've disrupted the sleep of their three-month-old baby. Don't you know that the festival's over? You should have gone home hours ago. Cut it out. Quit smoking all them drugs, that type of stuff. Haven't you guys run out of beer yet? What's in that bottle? What's that fucking smell? All sorts of things. All of this and more can be yours if only you'll sing along to the lovely Anahuac song.
I will volunteer as the sleeping camper.
Jeff will be the sleeping camper.
Mental note. Now, the sleeping camper is someone who's been good. You know, they had a good time at the festival. They drank a little bit. They got about 3:30 and they just couldn't see anymore and they just fell down. Then there's us.
If I may interrupt, there's actually one person in this room that I know for a fact that has been Anahuac before. And I'm not going to point him out. Maybe I will, but he knows who he is.
So. We apologize for the Anahuacing if it disturbed you.
So, Jeff, if you'd please assume the position. Now,
we should run over the words first.
Now, notice he's sleeping. Now, let me show you how I would Anahuac somebody.
First of all,
what we do, we start. No, wait. Everybody sneaks around.
Shh. Everyone has to be quiet.
And then you go something like this. And a whack! And a whack! You used to be my home, but you're not anymore! And a whack! And a whack!
Oh, you used to be my home, yeah, you're not anymore! Run away!
And then you run away. Now, the purpose of the Anahuac is just the fact that when you lay down, your eyelids don't close. You keep doing this, the room's still spinning, and you know, the pretty colors are still there. So, this is just something to do when you're awake in the morning, and everyone around you is sleeping, and it's the fifth day of a four-day festival. And everybody says, I was born when I was little. And then you run away. Slight variations on the Anahuac. If you notice, the words are, well, you used to be my home, but you're not anymore. Dome tents are great inventions. Dome tents help keep people dry. They keep the water away from you. They're great. But unfortunately, they're easily taken apart while someone's in them trying to sleep. You know, because usually you're not Anahuacing by yourself. There's usually a group of six or seven of you. You know, there's six or seven poles. Everybody can grab a pole and you can sing Anahuac. Anahuac, well, you used to be a dome, but you're not anymore. Flop. Anahuac. The key, key thing is that the person has to wake up for it to be a successful Anowak. So, I mean, you can pick the tent up and carry him down by the creek if you want to. But anything to get the person awake.
We witnessed an unsuccessful Anowak this summer.
Pure tired.
Imagine being so tired that 10 or 15 just tripping balls musicians who are tired and just absolutely the most crass group of folks you could ever hope to stumble across. Their best effort could not wake this dude up.
No, we got worried.
He might have been dead. Like I don't know. But
friend, this guy just screaming right at him.
Friend of ours was a paramedic. He really thought for a second about putting a mirror under his nose. He was worried. He's like, oh man, I don't know.
All right.
But so, just carry this knowledge with you, and you know, have a good sleep. Have a good sleep now.
In fact, we have a nice crowd here.
This is a pretty good Anowak crowd. We can divide up our forces.
Yeah, only in numbers.
Where's Roy? I'll be singing a little number called the Little Maggie. A little tiny one. We'll pick you a couple more, and then we'll just come down and sit with you, and we'll hang out and talk. And I think we're.
What happened to 420?
Oh. Damn it. Here, hold this. Okay.
Oh, look at that.
Hold these.
Pardon me.
Sorry, nothing.
You can start the song.
Adam will do the. We're gonna have the group pack, the group pass. This is why we have a guitarist sitting in.
Our perfect
David
plan.
Gets a mandolin. It's called Little Maggie.